WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a powerful 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck off the Alaska Peninsula, prompting a tsunami warning for fishing and coastal communities. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The earthquake was over 50 miles off the coast of Sand Point, Alaska. People in towns in the region were told to get to higher ground in case of a tsunami. Jody Stevens is an Alaska native now living in Oregon who is in Seward for her high school reunion.
We evacuated up the hill, and about the time we got to the top of the, you know, evacuation zone, the all clear sign came on.
So far, there are no reports of damage. A trio of cryptocurrency measures that are a priority of President Trump's agenda stalled in the House, Republican infighting and holdouts delaying a vote to advance the package. The Senate getting ready to hold a vote-a-rama on rescissions package as Republicans try to claw back or eliminate billions in funding earlier authorized by Congress. This is ABC News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new lawsuit challenges Wisconsin's congressional district maps, claiming they are gerrymandered and unconstitutional. Joanne Krulotz has more.
The lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy argues that the maps stifle electoral competition. The lawsuit comes 2 weeks after the state Supreme Court refused to hear two similar redistricting cases. Republicans hold six of Wisconsin's eight U.S. House seats, but only two of the GOP districts are considered competitive. Wisconsin Democrats held a 5-3 advantage in 2010 before Republicans redrew the congressional maps.
League of Women Voters, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and the Fair Maps Coalition are holding a community hearing tonight to present a proposal to create an independent redistricting commission for the 8th Congressional District. The event is at the Brown County Central Library at 5:30 this evening. As part of a national effort titled Good Trouble Lives On, a protest will take place in Houdini Plaza in Appleton tomorrow from 6 till 7:30 p.m. The event is a nod to civil rights leader and Congressman John Lewis, who said, "Get in good trouble, necessary trouble," while referring to nonviolent activism to combat civil injustice. Emily Cephos, chair of the Democratic Party of Outagamie County and one of the organizers, said the event will respond to the harm done by the Trump administration policies and attacks on civil and human rights. Did you know that the third Wednesday in July is National Hot Dog Day? It is. An organization called Canada Casino recently conducted a survey finding that in Wisconsin, the top three toppings for hot dogs are ketchup at 56%, yellow mustard at 47%, and onions at 36%. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. Log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks wrapping up summer league action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks playing the Chicago Bulls in their final summer league action in Las Vegas. The team confirming today that they have signed Cole Anthony, a free agent from the Orlando Magic. He plays guard, 6'2", started 22 games for Orlando, appearing in 67. Baseball. National League beating the All-Stars last night in a tiebreaker, 4-3. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers Friday night. Manager Pat Murphy on the Thanasis and Tenacupo show asked, just how hard is it to hit a baseball in the major leagues?
Michael Jordan tried to play our game, you know what I mean? And he did good. He got the double A. That shows you how hard the game is. And he had a little bit of background, and it was so hard for him. But I believe if he stuck with it, he would get it, because it's all about seeing that ball and being able to sequence your body and make good contact. And then you got eight defenders out there trying to catch it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
A tornado watch has been issued and lasts until 6 o'clock tonight. Few tornadoes are possible, scattered damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, and large hail. Alongside heavy, soaking rainfall, flash floods are possible. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, 66 degrees. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our road trip continues. Matinere on air and Todd Albaugh broadcasting live from the Fanatical Fish Gallery in Butternut. Absolutely join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Oh God, that took me back. Did we spend like a whole week on the shaking hands?
Yeah, I was. I think we decided that we're no longer shaking hands people.
I still don't mind it. Like, I'll do it. I just think it's a strange how it came to be, which is kind of weird. But let's not get into all that again. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the air officially here on a Wednesday in beautiful, rainy, windy downtown Green Bay. Are we going to get like a tornado? I mean, it looks ominous. I think we need one of Conrad's 5-day forecasts, or at least well, 5 hours.
If you look outside the studio right now, which no one listening can. It is raining, and the trees are definitely, they're shaking up. It's windy out there.
He's not the best color man in the business for nothing, folks. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger working the board tonight. Meeting all your needs as listeners. If you have something to say and want to call in, Conrad will take that call. He will make sure I see your texts, and we'll be off to the races. So we've got a wonderful show here planned for you guys tonight. I hope you can leave the day behind. Whatever it had in store for you, whether it was politics, family arguments, bad drivers, whatever it is, kick back, relax, gather the family around the radio, and let's do some Nightlight. Let's talk about some movies and TV and music and comedy and all the fun things about life. And tonight, we're going to give you a little sports as well. We like to talk sports once in a while. You know what? Actually, we have not, I think it's been a long time since we've talked sports, other than the occasional comment here and there, but Mike Clemens is here tonight. Conrad, that's got to make you excited. He's one of your...
I'm excited to talk about the Brewers because they have been really hot.
He's one of your sports idols, and he's one of my just kind of life idols.
I would say that too.
Yeah. I look to Mike for a lot of things. What is the situation with the Brewers?
They are hot.
Game behind the Cubs?
A game behind the Cubs now.
Okay.
And, you know, it wasn't too long ago where we were like eight and a half games back.
Right.
And now we're second place. We're I think we're fourth in the actual NL rankings right now.
Yeah.
So it's exciting time for Brewer baseball.
Can they, and I'm asking this as a Cubs fan, can they sustain that though? Are they hot to the point where it has to cool, where the Cubs have kind of been somewhat steady? I guess they've had a couple hot streaks, but what's your take on that?
You know, these past couple seasons, we've been hot right away. And I think we've kind of melted off at the end towards the end of the season, going into the playoffs. This year, we started out bad.
True.
Terrible. And with all the pieces we have, we put it all together, looking good right now. And I hope that we can just keep going, you know?
So who are the real Brewers? Somewhere in between?
I think this year's a good shot to make playoffs and see what can happen.
All right. Very diplomatic. We'll ask Mike at 6:35. I'm sure he'll have all the answers. Mike watched a couple cool things, too, that he posted about on Facebook. I want to ask him about One in particular, September 5th, I've seen that movie, really good movie. And Mike saw it and really liked it. And I'm not surprised, given his journalistic background. But we'll talk to Mike about sports and about a movie he saw. That's all at 6:35, the Civic Media Sports Authority. Mike GoDaddy Clemens. I just added that in there. I think Mike needs a name.
GoDaddy's a brand. You know that, right?
That's true. I can't do that. Mike Hop to It Clemens.
Mike Do It All Clemens?
Mike, if Mike's listening, he's like, I really don't need a nickname, guys. Thanks. Let's stick with Civic Media Sports Authority because that's what he is, and excited to talk to Mike at 6:35. And then tonight, we sat down with Frank Hermans yesterday, and we're going to play that interview tonight at 7:20. Frank is always so much fun. He has dress rehearsals all week for his new show called what is it called again? In the Scray.
On the Scray Hill.
I found my thrill on Scray's Hill. My thrill on Scray's Hill. I love that. And it's a new show. Frank is very prolific. He puts out a lot of different shows every year. They typically crush at the Meyer Theater here in beautiful downtown Green Bay. The Meyer Theater is an absolute treasure. And I don't know if, like, how many cities the size of Green Bay have a theater that size or with that much history and charm and beauty, but it is an absolute treasure. And Frank kind of, he crushes, all of his plays crush at the Meyer, and he has one opening tomorrow night. We'll talk to Frank about that when he is here retroactively at 7:20. So there's your show. That's a show, Conrad, right there.
Yeah.
We've got Conrad's weather updates. We've got Frank and Mike, and we're going to be talking about should we just do the question? It's a couple minutes early, but I think it's good. I think people can have fun with this.
Let's do it.
So let's do this. Here's the Civic Media Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite Will Ferrell movie? It is Will Ferrell's birthday. Today is the actual day, ladies and gentlemen. And, I mean, you know, like I said, I think I said this last night. And rarely, not rarely, but occasionally, we have an actor or actress that has such a track record, such a resume, that we can make this the question of the night. And Will Ferrell has an incredible body of work. And I need to specify this because it's actually, what is your favorite Will Ferrell movie or role? Is our question of the night. So happy birthday, Will Ferrell. Let us know what you guys think. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite Will Ferrell movie or role? So there you go. Let's have fun with this one. Always more fun when you guys are part of the show. Text us, call us. We'll put you on the radio, either your words or your actual voice, and let us know what your thoughts are and Will Ferrell. And you can share anything you're thinking throughout the course of the show. You're welcome to contribute. Do you have one?
Yeah, actually, I posted it on social media under the Facebook.
Yeah, I got the question. I got the responses right here. I did not post mine for some reason.
I think he's absolutely hilarious in The Other Guys as Detective Alan Gamble. And his wife, Sheila, where you're like, wow, good for him. He's just a well-rounded character. Now, you know, he kind of plays like the wuss kind of in the beginning, and then at the end, he turns into a badass.
They call that character arc, my friend. I've never seen the movie all
really?
The way through. Really?
It's so funny.
I've seen clips of it that really make me laugh. Like Mark Wahlberg can't believe that Will Ferrell is married to...
He asked that like four times. He's like, really?
Yeah. No, seriously. Who is that? But very funny. I will say my favorite Will character movie and role is Frank the Tank in Old School.
My favorite scene is that was when he's outside in his car or whatever.
Fixing his car and the wife comes out with a beer.
That's so good.
And you know what everybody likes about that scene? I mean, it's a great scene, but the whole thing is great. But when he says, no thanks, honey, I got a fresh beer. And then he just looks off camera and goes, hey, Mike. He yells to his neighbor. I've had so many people share with me that they thought that was one of the funniest moments in the movie. And I mean, talk about a role, in my opinion, that was made for Will Ferrell. Like, he's actually pretty versatile. Like, he could do some different things. He's usually a goof. But, man, as Frank the Tank in Old School, and the way Vince Vaughn and Luke Wilson play off him, it's just, it's absolute gold.
I really like him, actually, in Spirited, which is the the Christmas movie that he was in with Ryan Reynolds.
I didn't see that.
And it's a play on, you know, Scrooge.
Right.
Yeah. He plays the ghost in it. Yeah. So funny. Yeah.
I'm down on Ryan Reynolds. I just no desire to watch a Ryan Reynolds movie.
I wouldn't say he's kind of the main star in that, but I think Will Ferrell plays a better part, acts better than him in that too. I don't know.
Yeah. No, he's great. So let us know what your favorite Will Ferrell movie or role is. And it could be, you could even say the cheerleader that he played on Saturday Night Live or the thing in the cowbell sketch, whatever it is. Favorite role, favorite movie. We accept all. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the app. Very easy to reach the show. We are on statewide, so you can click on any one of the stations you're listening to and fire away. Also, we are on the stream. If you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or X, Twitter, you can send us a message there on the stream, and we will read it on the radio. Let's have some Will Ferrell discussion. You said you saw this movie, John Cena and Idris Elba. Love Idris Elba. I liked John Cena. I'm kind of souring. I think we're getting too much John Cena overload. He can be fun, but he's popping up a little too much, and I want to say, all right, that's enough. Pace yourself. But what was it called? Heads of State, right?
Head of State, yeah. And, you know, Idris Elba plays I forget what his title is, but UK, he's the main...
Prime Minister, yeah.
Yeah, one of... And then John Cena plays the president, which is hilarious.
Okay. Which could happen.
But it's funny is that he was a movie star that turned into the president.
That could never happen. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, it already has.
So let's just say in it, Elba kind of like makes fun of him doing like roles in, you know, the movies that he's done, but also being the president. He plays more of like a strict guy, and John Cena's like kind of like, oh, whatever, kind of fun, you know. But then, yeah, that these guys want to make, I don't know, catastrophic events happen.
Really?
And then, yeah. Okay. So it's, they have to work together, which they don't like to at the beginning, obviously. Like, their views are different and whatever. And they have to work together to put these guys down.
And they come back to save the world, basically.
Pretty much. Right. And, you know, it's, you can kind of see what's going to happen. It's one of those movies. You're like, well, I would say it was okay. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
But the fact that you're saying it's okay, and you're kind of the target audience.
Yeah.
The 20-something male, strikingly handsome, pretty stocky guy. That's who they're looking for.
Well, thank you.
Jesus, about time you laughed at that. I was getting a little weird there.
Thank you.
Going with the compliment.
I appreciate it.
So here's my issue. I'm kind of done with the action comedy. I want my action to be suspenseful. I want there to be potential danger. I don't care if I ever see another action comedy again, because the comedy is typically lame. And the action is goofy, and you never really feel like anything is at stake.
Yeah, one thing I would say is that there was more comedy than action, which I agree with you. I think there should be more action in it.
I'll watch a comedy if I want to see comedy.
Yeah,
I don't mind an action with an occasional ironic bit of comedy or something, but the blatantly trying to be funny and action, just it's an old trope now, almost. The whole genre is a trope.
So there is one movie on Prime that I really recommend, and that's Deep Cover.
Yeah,
and it's about improv comics that need a job, and they play like an undercover, you know, they do a real improv situation in real life.
Okay.
So there's real life consequences.
Do they have, does it have like a Nathan For You type feel?
I don't
like
think
Nathan
I've seen
Fielder?
It.
Oh my God. It's just a hidden camera show, and he gets people to do stuff. It sounds very similar. But I'll have to give that a try.
I recommend that movie. It's really fun.
Okay.
And it's like the plot I haven't seen before, so I think it's new.
Good to know. All right. We've got a lot to cover tonight. As I mentioned, Mike Clemens will be here at 6:35 talking sports, and we're going to ask Mike what he's watched, because he posted it on Facebook the other day, so I hope Mike's ready for that. Frank Herman's here at 720. And when we come back, we're going to read your texts about our question of the night. What is your favorite Will Ferrell movie or role? It's his birthday today. Let's rejoice. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Maris Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
The Bergstrom used car sale is underway at all Bergstrom locations. Get 4.44% financing for 72 months on 2,000 used trucks, SUVs, and cars. We're overstocked with thousands of local trade-ins from our recent June sale, and every vehicle is sale-priced. Shop Wisconsin's largest used vehicle inventory, all with Bergstrom's negotiation-free upfront pricing, including our exclusive 7-day price protection and money-back guarantee for complete peace of mind. Plus, every Bergstrom used vehicle is certified and comes with a warranty. Have a vehicle to sell? Bergstrom will pay you top dollar and cut you a check the same day. Don't miss out on 4.44% financing for 72 months during the Bergstrom used car sale. To approve credit on 2019 and newer vehicles, older vehicles qualify for different rates and 731.25. Choose from thousands of vehicles starting at $59.95. Local trade-ins, all sale priced from a team you can trust. Stop in to any Bergstrom location today or shop and purchase at bergstromauto.com.
Who's looking for some free family fun at Fisk Park? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And National Night Out is on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 till 8 p.m. at Fisk Park. This is a nationwide event held on the first Tuesday of August, which brings residents, local law enforcement, and first responders together in a positive and safe setting. There's going to be lawn games, face painting, arts and crafts, concessions, food trucks, and so much more. Get in on the action. Check it out. Go to WGBW.FM and click events.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Let's do it, folks. It's Wednesday night. It's a beautiful night in the state of Wisconsin. A little rainy, a little windy here in Green Bay. In fact, that's a frightening amount of wind out there. I don't know.
Yeah. I looked on the weather app, which is, you know, isn't great, but said there's a flood watch out here in Green Bay.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. It's
supposed to rain for the rest of the night.
So I'm not a tech guy, but we have an antenna, I assume. Are these winds going to knock over our antenna, or is the antenna, have they progressed since the 80s?
That's a great question.
Thank you. That's what I do.
I'm a producer, not an engineer. So, well,
you
I don't
know more about this stuff than me, though, Conrad. Okay, so our question of the night, folks, is in honor of Will Ferrell's birthday, which is today. What is your favorite Will Ferrell movie or role? And mine are one and the same. Frank the Tank from Old School. Conrad says it's the other guys. And what's his name?
Detective Alan Gamble.
That's a great name. Let's go to the social media responses first. We've got, Conrad Krieger. You just answered that, so I don't have to read that. Thank you for saving me the 4 seconds.
You're welcome.
Daniel Wheeler says, Phil Weston in the movie Kicking and Screaming. Hilarious movie. My favorite scene is when Will Ferrell's character belittles Mike Ditka by clarifying Ditka is the assistant coach and his only two jobs are backing up the coach and getting juice boxes. I forgot about that. Stephen Leo, who have been on the show a couple of times, wrote that film, and they said it was really fun to work with Will Ferrell and Mike Ditka. Ditka is crazy as he is, Everyone I know that's like shot a commercial with him or done something with him in the media says he's like a total pro to work with. He shows up, knows what he's doing, gets in and out of there, and he's made a mint doing that type of stuff. JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy, says more cowbell. I don't, what is his, do we know his character's name in that skit? It's just the cowbell skit, so.
I'm not sure.
We'll just, the cowbell guy, that works. Kurt on social media says Jackie Moon. Who was Jackie Moon?
Semi-pro.
Oh, semi-pro, yeah.
That's a
nice
great one.
Kurt. Nice pull. Boy, some of these I've seen so long ago, but old school stuck with me. When I saw old school, and we were talking about this last night with Mike Schmidt, old school is one of those movies within the first like 2 minutes, I knew I was going to love it.
Yeah.
And it's like Todd Phillips setting the stage and then his girlfriend comes, the nude people come out of the bedroom. the terror of catching the early flight home. But when the cab driver's funny. I mean, Matt Walsh asking him if he can have his tickets for the mixer for the, I love that kind of everyday stuff. It's just so great. So old school is definitely mine, but text us on the app, on the text line, 855-752-4842 or on the stream. And we will read your text on the radio. Let's have some fun with Will Ferrell tonight. Going to the text line, Tony, the trucker, he's in the 608. He says, Pete, sorry to say he is my least favorite actor. Doesn't matter what role he plays. I think he is terrible. I think everyone has an actor they dislike. I think we have a new question of the night for tomorrow night or Thursday. We'll figure that out. That's a great point, Tony. And you know what? You're absolutely right. It is all subjective. My dad cannot stand Will Ferrell. I don't think he's a master thespian by any stretch, but I do think in the right role, he's hilarious.
You know, there's an actor I already have in mind.
Really? That you can't stand?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Josh Gad.
Why is that? That's interesting.
I just think he's annoying.
That's really interesting. I don't totally disagree with you.
I just think every role he plays is not sufficient. It's just kind of, I don't know.
It's interesting. He's always got kind of a weird look on his face, yeah, too. Not, I'm not kind of, you know, not, it's not a physical thing. I just... No, I'm serious. Like, but he always has this expression. So I don't totally disagree with you. It's interesting you said that. So we'll have to catalog that. Conrad, take a memo.
Sounds good.
We will keep that. Thank you, Tony, for the question of the night suggestion. And you know what? Frankly, Will Ferrell probably doesn't like you either. Wouldn't it be funny if Will Ferrell texted and said, I don't like the way Tony trucks. I think he's one of the worst truckers.
I think Will Ferrell is a potato.
You think he's a couch potato?
I think so.
I think it would be so funny if we got the comp was Will Ferrell is to acting what Tony the Trucker is to trucking.
Oh.
Or Will Ferrell wishes he could be to acting what Tony Trucker is to trucking. Because Tony the Trucker is a listener. I'm always going to side with the listener, right? Jameson in Pennsylvania, he's in the 814. He says, Stranger Than Fiction or Everything Must Go. Both more serious roles, but he gets the job done so well. That is like the anti-Tony text. That's great, Jameson. Thank you, buddy.
Everything Must Go is hilarious, actually.
Never seen it. I have never seen it.
It is a serious role, but I think he plays a funny part in that.
Anna from Madison says, Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite Will Ferrell role is in an SNL sketch, The Spartan Cheerleaders. I knew somebody was going to say that. He played Craig along with Sherry O'Terry. They were hilarious. I thought Molly Shannon was the other... Was it?
I don't remember that sketch, to be honest.
Yeah, it's funny. It's just him being over the top and kind of crazy. Jewel in Cross Plains says, AKA Gator Conrad. Oh, what's that? Was he in semi-pro? Was that semi-pro? Was he Gator?
Not. Maybe that's Josh Gad.
Is that his nickname?
I actually, we need some clarification.
We got to go to the Google. Thank God for the Google. What did radio people do before the Google? Because, look, I haven't seen every movie. I'm a fan. So you could text in a fake Will Ferrell character, and I might just believe you. Thank you for the text, though, Jewel, in the 920. Jameson says, finishing right now. Does that mean he's finishing the movie?
He says, oops. So maybe that was a mistext.
He's meant to text his wife or his something or other. That's okay. Mistakes are made. All right. Mike Clemens is coming up after the news, folks. Mike has seen a movie I'm going to recommend to you and a documentary that I haven't seen yet, but Mike has. And I'm very excited to see it. We'll tell you what that is after the news. And of course, he's the sports authority. He's going to give us an update on the Brewers and the Packers. That's all coming up next after the news. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. If working with kids is something you aspire to, the Green Bay Area Public School District is looking for full and part-time substitute teachers and school support staff. Today, they're having a walk-in job fair offering you the opportunity to apply and be interviewed. The event's from 3 till 6 at the district office building at 200 South Broadway. Applicants are encouraged to fill out an application form before arriving. Find the form at gbaps.org's career page. A recent United Way study found 1 in 3 Wisconsin families are struggling to afford basic expenses. According to the study, about 24% of Wisconsin households are identified as Alice families. That means asset limited, income constrained, and employed. The designation covers families with enough income to remain above the federal poverty line, but are unable to afford basic needs like housing, childcare, and transportation. The study also found that the number of Alice families in the state has grown by about 12% since 2010. A coalition of e-cigarette distributors have filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin over a law passed in 2023. The law officially went into effect on July 1st, and it imposes fines on organizations that make and sell products that are not authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. The lawsuit argues that the law violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which gives the federal government the authority to regulate drug safety. The coalition is seeking a preliminary injunction to prevent the law from taking effect as the case moves forward. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Emmy nominations for this year are in, and if you like to laugh, here are some shows you may or may not have seen that could be worth checking out. The nominees for the Best Comedy Series include Abbott Elementary, The Bear, HBO's Hacks, Netflix's Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, Apple TV's Shrinking, and The Studio, and the offbeat cool What We Do in the Shadows. Nominees for Actor in a Comedy Series include Adam Brody for Nobody Wants This, The Studio's Seth Rogen, Jason Segel in Shrinking, Martin Short in Only Murders, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Outstanding actress nominees in a comedy series include Io Edebiri from The Bear, Jean Smart from Hacks, no surprise there, Kristen Bell from Nobody Wants This, and Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Cooler lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, early clouds, then some sunshine for the afternoon. A refreshing day with highs in the low 70s. Dry Friday, then some rain Friday night and Saturday. Currently at 64 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. If you're an artisan or ever wondered about Northern Wisconsin art, you'll want to tune in. We'll be at an artisan studio in Butternut, live on location. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Welcome back. Conrad, I'm pointing. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. It is great to have you with me tonight. What a gorgeous night to sit inside and listen to the radio. Gather the family around and let's do this right. We are excited. We have a great question tonight. What is your favorite Will Ferrell movie or role? It is Will Ferrell's birthday. He's 92. Looks great. So let us know. We've got some great texts. And I want to say, too, I have to clarify this. Tony the Trucker, when I said he was the Will Ferrell of trucking, I think he's gone above and beyond. He says 52 years and over 3 million miles and still going. That's insane.
That's a lot of miles.
That's like Forrest Gump of trucks. Tony, be safe out there, buddy. And thank you for your great text throughout the course of the show. Love having you as a listener. Right now, folks, we're about to welcome a guy. We tried to come up with a nickname for this guy earlier in the show, but he already has one, and it suits him perfectly. He is the Civic Media Sports Authority, and he joins us now over the phone, our pal Mike Clemens. Hey, buddy.
Did you say Will Ferrell's 92?
Doesn't he look great?
I had to just Google it. I came up with 58. You're close.
Mike, you know those Hollywood types. They got access to all the great ointments and slathers, whatever you need. He could be that age.
I could watch Anchorman over and over. I have a Will Ferrell story.
Sweet. I was going to ask you anyway, but please share.
My brother is an IT guy and sound guy, lighting guy. Out of Northwestern University, went in for acting, ended up becoming like a theater tech. And nice. One of his roommates was Jerry Paris's son, Andy. Jerry Paris was the dentist on Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
And then later, you know, directed Happy Days.
Okay.
And so Andy was his roommate. So I said, yeah, come on back. So, you know, in the middle of the height of Happy Days, my brother there is on the set, and Henry Winkler was having trouble with the speakers in his Mustang. And so Andy said, oh, you should have my friend John work on this. And so he fixed his speakers. And that was the first star that John has worked on. Like, one of his clients was on Colbert last night, Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he just keeps on having all these people up in the Hollywood Hills. If you need to transfer your cell phone or a new PC or install, this is the guy that they hire. One of his clients is Megan Mullally, who played Karen on Will and Grace. She's like a Broadway singer, right?
Yeah.
So off to the side, she's had a band. And in 2006, John was in Chicago from L.A. with this band and said, hey, why don't you come on down and see Megan perform? I can introduce you. Yeah, sure, yeah. So my brother's running the board. Megan's up there with her band. And all of a sudden, Will Ferrell walks into this thing. And there's about 1,500 people there having dinner. It's a fundraiser for some local charity. And he goes up to the stage and kind of clowns with her for a little bit. Then he whispers something to her, and she goes, okay, all right. Will Ferrell, everybody, and he walks off. So when she finishes her show, she comes down to us and the crew, and she goes, follow me. We're going to the Chicago Modern Art Museum. So we follow her limo. We go inside. Will Ferrell has been in Chicago for the last several months shooting a picture called Stranger Than Fiction.
Yeah.
It had Dustin Hoffman in there. It had Queen Latifah and Emma Thompson. And so to show he's a good guy, he put up the food, the buffet, the waiters, a band, a karaoke thing. And the next thing I know, I'm in this with this film crew, about 100, 110 people, standing next to some, you know, the boyfriend, soon-to-be husband of Megan, Nick Offerman.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You know, just hanging out with these people
wow.
and having food. And then Will Ferrell gets on this little stage with a microphone and pulls up Emma Thompson, and they sing Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Elton John and Kiki D.
Very nice.
And I have that on a grainy video on the flip phone
wow.
I had back then. That's just like, you know, my brother and I said one day we're going to write a book called One Phone Call Away from Greatness. You know, we have these brushes like that.
I love those stories more than anything, Mike. Like, everybody who has a celebrity story, and one of my guests last night, Mike Schmidt, has a ton of them, and he's got like a library of them. Just one-offs, in some cases two-offs, but you come on this show, and you're our guy here for sports at Civic Media, but you always have great stories like that. So you've been around, and I guess in your travels, you have some fantastic showbiz stories too.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes the fish just kind of jump in the boat for me. Sometimes it's inexplicable, but you know, it right. it happens. So
that's great.
I heard you guys earlier talking about the Brewers, and
yeah,
they've had an amazing turnaround, and any success that the Brewers have had again this season, let's start with Matt Arnold, the GM, and okay. how he's got that large scouting department working throughout the Western Hemisphere. To get guys like Jackson Trio out of there, you know,
yeah.
or this great catcher, William Contreras, who to me, even though his batting average is done, he should have been the starting catcher for the National League because I thought he looked better than the Dodgers' Will Smith last week. But and then there's Pat Murphy, who's in his second year as the manager. He was named National League Manager of the Year last year because no one thought after Craig Counsell left that the Brewers had a chance. And how does this guy, first-year manager at 65, 66 years old, going to make this work? Well, Murph is just this unbelievable personality. He knows his baseball. He's been doing it his whole life. But he seems to figure out how to push the buttons on people and make things work. Now, there's one thing he does that would probably, if you came along with me to cover a Brewers game at American Family Field, at first you'd say, well, this guy's a jerk. Because if you came in the press room with me or in his office before the game, this is the way he looks around the room and he looks for first-time reporters or interns. This is how he treats them when they walk into the press room.
Any interns up there?
Siegler knocked in the first two RBIs of his career. What can you kind of say about his approach and limited appearances?
Yeah, I mean, he's looked like he's got a really good offensive approach, strike ball. It's a great question, intern. Great job. It's your first question you've asked. How long have you been with us?
Feels like a lifetime.
How long has it been, intern?
I think this is my fifth game.
Fifth game? Your first decent question, really. Not a great question, but, you know, we're going to give you credit. I'm excited for him. Big hit today. Big, big hit today. He's been in the cooler. Hasn't played very much at all for us. And what is your name?
Cam.
Huh?
Cam. From up in Green Bay.
And you were sitting here the other day?
I was not, no.
So are you new?
This season.
First time here?
This season, yeah.
Well, Cam, you introduce yourself.
Well, no, yeah. Cam, nice to meet you.
Where are you from, Cam?
Originally from California.
Where?
San Diego.
It's a big city, big state.
San Diego.
Where in San Diego?
La Jolla.
Oh, sorry about it.
Now, you'd think he's a jerk, right? But, you know, by doing that, he brings you in.
Yeah.
You know? And he breaks the ice in the room. And whereas so many of these other coaches, they're almost like, you know, people in the White House going into the press briefing room,
yeah.
like it's the CIA or something. He breaks the ice that way. And that's what he does with the players, too.
I was just going to say that. Like, he thinks on his feet. You know, he's in the moment, not just delivering platitudes like a lot of, you know, coach speak or whatever you want to call it. But that's great. The first great question, first good question you've asked. That's
right.
A good one.
Right. Or he'll tell the beat writers, yeah, I don't read any of your stuff, but go ahead, ask your question. So then I think I texted you this, like, I got to come on the show and tell you this. So it's a couple weeks ago, and in the pregame meetings, we don't have in the dugout. He lets us in his office. I mean, he'll open up his phone. Someone said, you know, how's Brandon Woodruff coming along? This is like a month ago. And he goes, just a second. And he gets out his phone, Pete, and he starts reading the emails from the trainer directly to us. Because he doesn't care. There's no filter on the guy.
Wow.
I mean, all these other guys are so prepared, you know, or they give you vague answers. He just reads. Because you know what? He knows it doesn't make any difference what happens on the field tonight with, you know, bats and pitches and all that. That's what matters, whether or not you're going to win the game, not whether, you know, he's a month away or a week away or whatever. So then that tripped a story, and I think we were talking about the film that, you know, 61, the Roger Maris story back in like 1960, 61, when this guy beat the single season home run record of the Yankees, Roger Maris, that was set by Babe Ruth, right?
Right.
And that was directed by Billy Crystal. And he goes, oh, yeah, I've got a Billy Crystal. Now, he is not a name dropper. Pat Murphy is a very down-to-earth guy. And he, you know, he played some baseball himself and then got into coaching. But he said, I got to know Billy Crystal. I don't know how. But he said one time he was at one of our games, you know, in Arizona. And then they said, Billy Crystal wants you to see it. So he came to the dugout after the game, introduced himself. Well, we know what a big, huge baseball fan Billy Crystal is, right?
Yeah.
But he, and this is like 20 years ago. He heard Pat Murphy is a character, a guy to watch out for. So then Billy said, hey, Pat, why don't you come to my show tonight in Phoenix? I'm sort of testing it out. It was called 700 Nights. It's about the story about his dad died when he was 15 years old, and he figured he only had about 700 Sunday nights with his dad. When they sort of got to know each other. I remember Billy Crystal talking about that, promoting it on Letterman's show. And I pointed that out to Pat. So then Pat says, he said, you know, Billy Crystal left like, oh, that was kind of cool. Meeting Billy Crystal was like, yeah, I'm not going to his show. We got another game tomorrow. We got to travel. I'm not going. So like months later, they're in Los Angeles, at maybe a Dodger game or something, and Billy Crystal comes down again and gets mad at him. Like, hey, I told you. Whoa. I was serious. Now this is kind of grainy, so turn up your radio, but this is the story that Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager, told us about getting to know Billy Crystal.
You haven't come to a show. I've done three shows. You haven't been there. I'm giving you these tickets right here. You're coming to my show today. I know your scrimmage will get over, whatever, game, whatever. It's a 5 o'clock showing. I'm going to Australia tonight. I want you at the show. And he was like pretty adamant about it. I was blown away. So my daughter was there, and I took my daughter. We sat in like the third row. And it was, if you ever get a chance to see it, it's called 500 Sundays. Yeah. It's about him and his dad, and a lot, it's emotional, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I think he
did it. Oh,
did he? Yeah.
I saw the show. It blew me away. And then right at the end, they had these guys come and get me. He goes, hey, Billy wants to see you in the green room. I'm like, no. He wants to see you. So me and my daughter go back. I'm figuring there's going to be, 50 to 75 people there, right, waiting for him. It's just like this, smaller than this room. Myself, my daughter, Billy comes walking in, flips me a water, flips her a water, opens his water. What'd you think? I was like, blown away. I'm like, you must have done that instead of therapy. He goes, exactly. He goes, that's therapeutic for me. He goes, that basketball coach that I told you how great he was in the beginning, he said 260 shows later, I don't like the son of a bitch.
My guest is Mike Clemens. He's a Civic Media Sports Authority. We're talking about Brewers manager Pat Murphy. And he's like the kind of guy you write a play about, Mike. Like, he's just filled with personality, right?
There's a book there, man.
Yeah.
And if this dude actually can get these guys to a World Series, look, and here's the other thing. I mean, there's no doubt the organization is missing Bob Uecker. For 50 years, you know, he was that class clown amongst the team and the players, kept it light and all that. And just by naturally, Pat Murphy being who he is, he's now filling that void.
That is something
He's now that guy in the clubhouse.
Boy, that's a great comp. And just in time, right? All right, Mike Clemens is here. We're going to keep him for another segment. We got to do a very short bit of business here, and then we'll come back and talk whatever Mike wants to talk about. Mike, I want to ask you about September 5th. And if we have time, the Jane Mansfield bio. But first, we'll get to some Brewer stuff. That's all coming up after this very short break on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Rhode Island is given access to a permanent vote-by-mail list to all voters in a bill signed by Governor Dan McKee. The state joins nine other states and D.C., allowing voters to join a permanent vote-by-mail list. The state's permanent list was previously available, quote, because of physical illness or infirmity, or because I am disabled for an indefinite period. Unlike systems in several other states, however, after opting in, Rhode Island voters automatically receive a mail-in voting application, not a ballot. That application still needs to be filled out and returned with an absentee ballot sent later. Massachusetts and Pennsylvania have similar systems, according to Voting Rights Lab. Arizona, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Virginia, and D.C. have permanent vote-by-mail lists for any voter. 11 other states have permanent lists for the disabled, and Louisiana has a permanent absentee list available for seniors, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Some states recently made their formerly permanent lists only semi-permanent. Florida's, formerly 4 years, requires reapplication after an even-year general election. Oklahoma, Texas, and South Dakota allow only a year. Your status can be checked at your local election office or state portal if available. We have links to more information on Rhode Island's new law at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. Great to have you with me on this, it's a Wednesday night for sure. Coming up at 7:20, Frank Hermans will be here to talk about his new show, Found My Thrill, on Scraze Hill, a Green Bay landmark, if you will. Frank, we sat down with Frank yesterday. We're going to play that whole interview at 7:20. He sings, he's funny, he's Frank, and he'll be here at 7:20. Right now, we have a few more minutes left with our pal, one of the hardest working men in the sports racket, and that is Mike Clemens. He's our Civic Media Sports Authority. Mike, I think I said we would talk about the Brewers when we came back. I meant the Packers because training camp opens very soon. Did you feel like you had a little bit of a rest?
Not much. Yeah. But, you know, hey, that's a good thing, man. Listen, I know that, you know, fans get frustrated that the Bucks were one and done in the playoffs, or you know, they had their hearts broken again last year at the end of the Brewers season and all that. But except for the Cubs in Chicago right now, which are now in first place, and as Conrad was pointing out earlier in the hour, you know, the Brewers just a game behind them right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks to be in Chicago. The White Sox, the Blackhawks hockey team, you know, the Bears Mountain, that could be exciting now with Ben Johnson as a new head coach, and Caleb Williams is the real deal at quarterback. But listen, this for me, to be able to cover the Packers, you know, and as strong as that team is, the Brewers and the Bucks, as long as they've got Giannis, you know, the biggest thing that is the question mark right now is if Luke Fickell can kind of save his job, even though he just got an extension, with the Badgers football team, but Greg Gard is doing a phenomenal job, all things considered, with the men's basketball team over in Madison. But, yeah, a week from tonight, we'll be talking about Packers training camp. And I know there's some people that are like, oh, my God, you know, I'm just getting into summer. Oh, not football. And it's like the old George Carlin bit, you know, football's on a gridiron. Baseball's in a ballpark, you know, right. That kind of thing. But that's just the way it is. But you know what? That's what it takes to get ready for a football season is about 6 weeks of training camp before you get into this long 17 and soon-to-be 18-game regular season. So the big thing we're watching for is the changing of the guard. Mark Murphy stepping down, and Ed Policy will be the new guy. And the big question that we had of him, because we got a chance from Civic Media to interview him, was, by the way, what are you gonna, you know, you got Matt LaFleur, your head coach, and Brian Gutekunst, your general manager. Their contract is up in about 2 years. Will you renew that now? Or no, we'll wait till the end of the season. Which is like, okay. Right. So it'll be a prove it year for the new boss.
Wow. Boy, that's something. That's a lot of pressure. Jeez.
Yeah.
Mike, you mentioned the Badgers and Luke Fickell and Greg Gard. Have you seen or heard about the documentary A Road at Night?
No. Okay. But I've heard you guys talking about
it. It's great. You'll have to, when it comes out on streaming, I'll send you a link or something. But John Roach, a Madisonian, put it together.
Oh, I'm familiar with John. I've never met John, but I'm familiar with his work, yeah.
Yeah, he created the show. I don't know if we've talked about this before, the Sports Writers on TV, which when I was in college in Chicago, that was the first, pre-sports radio. The old guys with the cigars and the hats.
Irv
talking.
Cupson and those guys.
Yeah.
And the guys from the Tribune and
Gleason.
The Sun-Times.
Yeah.
Excellent show. Excellent
it was
show.
So great. I remember as a college kid watching these old guys smoking cigars, talking sports, and now he made a great documentary about Badger basketball and the passing of Howard Moore, that horrible car accident. But it will never make you – I was so proud to be connected to Wisconsin watching that documentary. So we'll have to discuss that after you see it. But well, that's exciting. So you'll be back at covering the Packers very soon. And any other thing
I'll be up there with you. I'll be up there with you in Green Bay. And then, you know, you were talking about that film that I posted about September 5th.
Yeah.
And it's talking about 1972 and the Olympics in Munich, Germany. And ABC was there, and they had this new producer named Rune Arledge, you know, being just cutting edge and invented all kinds of things we're using in television 50 years later. And then all of a sudden this news breaks out that there's these terrorists that have attacked the Israeli wrestling team, and they're holding them hostage. And now a guy that's they're supposed to cover sports has to change over into news, and he has to beg other networks for satellite time. And there's this tremendous actor who plays Peter Jennings. Remember Peter, the anchor for ABC News? He happened to be there, so he used him as sort of a reporter. But it shows you, and it's so authentic, right down to the 2-inch tape machines and the equipment and the technical challenges they had back then to get this broadcast on around the world and covered. And then the ethical questions like, okay, now you're going to go live and you got Peter about 200 yards away with binoculars. What if one of these terrorists takes an Israeli wrestling athlete there and executes him right there on the patio, you know, in live TV? Are you going to show that? And so check that out, September 5th on HBO. It's an excellent documentary, and it shows the way it's supposed to be done, covering news or sports.
I saw it, Mike, and right when it came out, and I was blown away by the cover. And to the layman, and I consider myself that because I'm not a news guy, just the controversy of letting a sports crew cover this tragedy. Like, that was a big deal. But the look of the movie was great. It was like a thriller. It was really well done.
Been in the business, I know how authentic it was because that kind of era was just sort of being phased out. But I know what that equipment looked like. I worked with guys like that were in their 50s that were there during that period. And, you know, if I was teaching any high school class or, you know, college journalism class, I would show them that because this is where we started from. This is where the breaking news thing on television came from, and this is when it was done the right way, and now, you know, how have we drifted off from that model 50 years later?
So great. Mike, we'll have to get to the other stuff next time. Thanks so much for your time tonight. As always, my friend, such a treat
Take
to talk
care,
to, buddy. Okay, you too.
You bet.
That's Mike Clemens. Bye-bye. Look for his updates from Packers training camp, which is right around the corner, over in your hood there, K-Man.
Yeah. That's around exciting. The corner.
Are you going to watch any of that?
Oh, I'm going to go to a couple days.
Just watch the practices and
stuff?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I did it last year. It was a lot of fun.
And is it at the Hudson Center still? Anybody could just walk over there?
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. All right, very cool. Well, when we come back, folks, after intermission, we'll recap the show, we'll read some texts, and we'll play a funny Will Ferrell clip. Sorry, Tony the Trucker. And then we've got Frank Herman's coming up at 7:20. Great stuff. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lose yourself in the sky among the clouds in your heaven thoughts. Let this
room fire the fuse. It's all right. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump slamming some of his own supporters who are outraged over his administration's failure to release more Jeffrey Epstein case files. The president saying his, quote, past supporters have brought this bull, calling it a hoax. But ABC's Jonathan Carl says a growing number of Republicans are now backing a push to hear from an Epstein associate themselves.
This is something we're hearing from some pretty senior Republicans, Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, Mike Lee, senator from Utah, both very much Trump allies, say that they would like to see Ghislaine Maxwell testify before Congress.
The Senate pushing ahead on a rescissions package that would codify some controversial DOGE cuts to public broadcasting and USAID, clawing back some $9 billion. President Trump's crypto agenda paralyzed in the House. Some Republican holdouts saying they're against the central bank digital currency, and it's unclear exactly what they would be authorizing. This is ABC News.